Welcome to the Particularly Packers podcast. Listen in as Bob Dog travels around the football universe in hopes of understanding the madness that we love about the league, particularly the Green Bay Packers. The journey begins now. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go, baby. What's up, everybody? Bob Dog checking in with you once again. Oh, man, life is good for me. I hope life is good for you. I woke up this morning with the ability to wiggle my toes. That's enough. I'm completely thankful for each and every one of you listeners. I can sit here and say it till I'm blue in the face, but that's wasting my breath and wasting your time. So I'm going to save both of that and just say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. All right, today's episode is going to be NFL talk. It's jumping all around the league. I haven't been on here for a good little minute, just, you know, putting things together and watching how this is forming. In Green Bay, we're well aware by now, goodbye Joe Barry. I only clap because, one, we got rid of him, and two, he was a good person. I'm not saying he was a good defensive coordinator, but as a person, I really respect his demeanor, the way that he addressed issues when they were asked by the media. He didn't beat around the bush like Matt LaFleur. He wasn't worried about being politically correct. He just kind of gave it as it was. That's why I'm all about that. Just don't put no damn sugar coat. I don't need the sprinkles and all the bullshit. Just tell me how it is. We'll take that. Matt LaFleur is not that type of guy, but I'll get into his ass here in a little bit. So Joe Barry, he's out of here. We miss you. We're gonna miss you as a person, as your you know, just as a person, and I'm going to miss your interviews. I always thought they were well, but as far as a defensive coordinator, they never should have brought you in the building. You never should have been in that seat, and you only got into that seat because you are friends with Mr. Matt LaFleur, man. Give it up for bogus-ass Matt LaFleur. I'm not giving it up for his ass. I hate him, but, oh, man, let's go from there. We brought in Matt LaFleur's other homie, and his name is Jeff Hafley. Now, they're not really homies. They have not actually worked with each other in the past, but they are coming from the same tree. They're definitely, he's coming from the Shanahans. He's definitely worked with Matt LaFleur's brother. It's one of his homies. It's somebody he's very comfortable bringing into the building. I'll tell you something about comfort that I've learned in my life. Comfort is the enemy of progress. I don't think that being comfortable is good and is, you know, going to be putting us in the best situation. I love growth. I love learning. I love putting myself in uncomfortable situations. I think that's the exact opposite of what is happening in Green Bay. You have Matt LaFleur, who has never been a head coach prior to this position, bringing in everybody that he's comfortable with, everybody he's okay with, everybody he would like to get an opportunity. He's bringing in all his homies, and we're just sitting back letting this shit happen. Came in, Hafley emptied out all the all those coaches on the defensive staff, basically said, y'all can start looking for jobs tomorrow. So just an asshole resorting everybody's lives. Maybe they're good for the fit. Maybe they can fit in and work alongside you. But he wanted to bring in all his homies and his buddies from all their areas. It's bullshit, man. Just bring in the best people. I've always been that way when it comes to politics. I don't give a damn what side, this side, that side. Just give me the best person. Put him in that position. So when you start playing all that, you know, grab ass shit. I hate when, you know, you're at a job and the manager's got their kid there and their kid gets a promotion now that somebody else should have got because it's his kid. I'm not for that shit, man. I stand completely against it. I'll be the first person to speak up, and it is bullshit. Everything that Matt LaFleur has done as far as additions in the organization have been bullshit. He has not brought in people to make the team better. He brought in Pettine. He brought in Joe Barry. Now he's bringing in Hafley. I mean, I don't understand what we're doing here. We were so close to losing it halfway through this season when we lost a couple games. Somehow Green Bay was able to rally together due to the players. You can tell it definitely wasn't the coaches. You saw who was it? No. Z is gone. It was Devondre Campbell. You saw his unhappiness with the coaching staff when he said, I'm not playing for these guys hurt anymore, blah, blah, blah. You also saw Jahir Alexander. He definitely does not want to be there. He's come out and said, even on Instagram after the offseason, like, thank you, Green Bay. Like, he don't want to be there, and Green Bay doesn't want to let him go. It's a very bad culture. Matt LaFleur has not built up the culture since he's got in the building. He does have a lot of young players, especially on the offensive side, that don't know any better, aren't going to speak up, and just think that this is the way it goes. But for the veteran player, you get some real dogs in there. They got no respect in that locker room for Matt LaFleur and what he's doing. Bringing in your buddy is not going to help. You know what I mean? Bring him in somebody that can lead them. Don't bring in your homie. We don't give a damn. This ain't about emotions. You can keep that shit outside. We're just trying to win championships. So I completely disagree with this move. I've completely disagreed with the move since Matt LaFleur was hired. I don't think he's made very many good moves since he's been in that position. But we've got the talent to get us to the playoffs. So as long as that continues to occur, he'll be all right. We got a pretty weak-ass division. We got to be honest. So let's just talk about you know, as we're going to miss him, man. The clearing house, and I'm going to miss him. AJ Dillon, man. We're going to miss you, my brother. Thank you for all your time. Thank you for your service, your commitment, everything to the Green Bay Packers. We love you, AJ Dillon. We're going to miss you. And Darnell Savage, you the same way, man. Have a lot of your rookie cards here with the autos. I'm definitely going to watch a depreciation in those when you bounce to another team. I thought that he played well sometimes with the Green Bay Packers, but there was definitely a huge room for improvement. I think size-wise, he didn't match up very well with a lot of those large tight ends. When they came up the seam, he was just too small and not covering those. And David Bakhtiari, man, I'm gonna say you're out of here, man. I'm going to give you a round of applause now, which we should have done last year as well. We're definitely holding on to some things too long, but Bakhtiari, it was fun while it lasted. It's not lasting no more. He hasn't been the same since his injuries. He hasn't even showed a desire to want to play in Green Bay. Looks like he'd rather play with Aaron Rodgers, but that's hearsay. You know, I'm not putting nothing. I'm not going to start no rumors on that one, but it does not. We cannot, as Packers fans, count on Bakhtiari to be in that position, especially throughout the entire year. With that being said, Packers pick 25th in the draft. Their draft needs are at safety and offensive tackle. Safety may be able to address in free agency, especially with Seattle just releasing Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs. Personally, I like the tandem. I don't understand what exactly happened with Jamal Adams. They gave up a huge ransom to bring him in. He had a great first season, and ever since then, he has not produced over in Seattle. It's not a lack of talent. There's just something going on. I would love to see him in a different situation. Maybe bring him to Green Bay. Quandre Diggs, another safety, has been on the rise. I believe he was in the Pro Bowl or something very recently. Not sure exactly why they got cut. He got a new DC in town over there, you know, new people in place, and they got the cut. So I wouldn't mind bringing in Quandre Diggs or Jamal Adams. So when it comes to the safety spot, that is something that is pretty flexible. I was a big fan of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. When we let him go, I was a big fan of Amos. We let him go. I don't understand a lot of that part because we've had so much talent go through back there. It just never seems to click. I think that it's a lot more on the coaching end. Somebody is not developing these players and is failing to implement the scheme successfully, but we can blame the players all day. We've just had so many players go back. There's definitely something else wrong back there. We've had a hell of a lot of talent go through that safety spot. All right. That's enough for Green Bay. Let's jump on to our enemies. Chicago Bears. What are they doing with the first round pick? They have Justin Fields, or are they going to let him go, trade him away, and go with, what's his name, Caleb Williams or something like that? Caleb looked like he's definitely the number one pick. My personal opinion, I would like to see the Bears actually begin building their roster, trade that first round pick, amass a couple of picks, and end up building your offensive line. Get yourself, you know, a good running back tandem or a good running back, another wide receiver, but ultimately build that lineup. You got to build the line. You got to have a line on offense and on defense. I mean, there's so much. It's just crazy. I'm not sure what they're going to do. I would personally trade the pick and build around Fields. I know you have only 1 year left on his deal, but if you believed in him that much when you drafted him, I think 3 or 4 years later, it shouldn't change that much unless they've just seen enough to say he's not going to cut it. Draft needs, I would trade the first round pick, but it looks like they'll be drafting Caleb Williams. For whatever it's worth, I don't know what they're going to do with Justin Fields. That's going to be a whole carousel. Speaking of the QB carousel, Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins. What's going to happen in Minnesota? Are they going to keep Kirk Cousins? It sounds like they would like to reach an agreement, but with the way that the quarterback field is working out, wouldn't be surprising if I see Kirk Cousins not go back to Minnesota. From what I hear, rumors, is he's actually looking at Atlanta. Atlanta Falcons, with their weapons, you have, I should know his name. They're tight end. That fool's dope. Big ass dude. I think his last name starts with an F. Don't remember right now. But you also have Drake London. There's just all types of ballers over there. And they have so much talent. You have Bijan Robinson. You have all types. Kyle Pitts. That's his name, the tight end. Not an F. It's a Pitts. They got talent. They got a lot of talent. All you got to do is add a ball slinger like Kirk Cousins back there, and it is game on. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Will they end up with Justin Fields somehow, some way? I wouldn't put it past them. They may end up with Russell Wilson with what's going on over there. Very, very interesting to see what's actually going to happen in Minnesota. Their draft needs, they need a defensive end and they need linebackers, depending on their quarterback situation, depending on how that goes. But they definitely need to bulk up that defense that used to be, I mean, they used to have a very solid defense, and it's been more of an offensive game for them. It's very interesting watching how they change. The whole league has kind of gone that way, but I would like to see them bulk up their defense. I really don't as a Packers fan, but that's what they need to do. Detroit Lions. They don't need very much. Most of us know this as Packer fans. They've got a lot of pieces. They have a lot of great wide receivers, for example. Amon-Ra St. Brown has been nothing short of a miracle. We should have drafted him. The Packers could have drafted him. I was huge on drafting Amon-Ra St. Brown. Y'all could go back, watch the tape. I was huge on bringing him in to team up with Equanimeous St. Brown, who was on our team at the time. I thought bringing his brother in would be a huge boost, and it never happened. Instead, we let go of the one brother, and the other brother's just toasting us. So, like I said, I'm not the best when it comes to picking talent, but that one was clear. I mean, that dude was special. And just looking at the way he grew up, his father, his whole family upbringing, I mean, those kids, they were raised to be superstars. So, oh, man, big things over there in Detroit. I love Sam Laporta. I can say that I really enjoy watching him play. I love watching what he's done. I loved what they did with the defense, with the running back room. Big shout out to Rob Winkler and the UFC Strike program. I always think about him when I think about their running backs, just because, man, Montgomery came in with Gibbs and they replaced Jamal Williams and Devondre Swift. I wasn't sure that Devondre Swift was replaceable, and they came out and they give it up to him. I mean, Gibbs is something special. He's definitely looking like he's a stud, and having Montgomery as a backup in case one gets hurt, and he's a starter. So they've just built one hell of a team over there. It's been nothing short of a miracle to watch, and I'm super actually I was very pumped to see what they did this year just because it's been so damn long. So congratulations to y'all motherfuckers. I hate y'all. We hate you with Packer Nation, but y'all been building one hell of a team. Their coach, that dude's just a true coach, a true leader, somebody that's going to go out and he'll hit the guy first, and he just expects you to hit him next. So that's a true leader right there. I love everything about Dan Campbell. I wish we had a coach like that, but we're stuck with soft-ass, pansy-ass LaFleur. So continue on that route of being soft as fuck, one of the softest coaches in the league for sure. Cowboys, let's jump on over to the Cowboys just because they have, speaking of coaches, Mike McCarthy will be returning. That is interesting. Wasn't sure how that one was going to play out, but Dan Quinn is gone. That is huge just because I've always thought that there have been a lot of people trying to take him out of Dallas, and just the fact that he finally left kind of shows where he's at. He's over the Dallas experience. Can't blame him. I'm actually super excited. I'll get into the Dan Quinn future. I don't even remember where he went right now, but I'm super excited to see where they go. I'll get into that because I have it written down somewhere down here. They also lost, or will be losing, Tony Pollard and Tyron Smith to free agency. That's huge, especially with Tyron Smith as a free agent. I mean, that's huge. He was a cornerstone in their offensive line for a long time. With Tony Pollard not being back there, that's going to get very interesting because I don't know who's next. They'll probably draft a running back. Maybe they'll bring in Saquon. I mean, there's a lot of options when it comes to running back right now. We have Derrick Henry. We have Saquon. We have Austin Eckler. I mean, you could just go down the list. There's a lot of running backs out there right now. So they can draft a running back, but they also need an offensive tackle. I think it's harder to find an offensive tackle, so I think it would be smarter for the Cowboys to draft an offensive tackle, but I wouldn't be surprised if they went running back. Speaking of Saquon, the Giants, they have released Saquon Barkley. I don't understand what they're thinking, especially with Daniel Jones as your quarterback. I think Saquon's a lot more stability, but the dude's been in and out. He definitely deals with a lot of injury. He gets a lot of wear and tear, especially with the Giants, and Saquon's gone. It's going to be changing days in over there in New York. They did let go of Wink Martindale for Shane Bowen at the defensive coordinator spot. They do draft sixth, and their draft needs are either running back or right tackle. I mean, you're going to have to do something over there on that offensive line, and you're going to have to replace Saquon. So they have their, you know, they're definitely tied up over there. Eagles. Brian Johnson was replaced for Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator. That's a big move. Kellen Moore has been waiting for that opportunity. And Sean Desai has lost his spot to Vic Fangio as defensive coordinator. Vic has been bouncing around these last couple years. Maybe he'll actually find somewhere he can stay. DeAndre Swift is a free agent, and they draft 22nd in the draft. Their draft needs are going to come down to guard or center. and cornerback. I mean, they're going to have to get a cornerback in the building, but at the same time, you got to shore up that front just to make sure that you'll be able to run the ball, depending on what running back you end up putting back there, and just to give Jalen Hurts more time. Redskins, Ron Rivera is finally gone, and Dan Quinn, this is where he landed. So, Dan Quinn, congratulations, man. You land in your old division. You definitely get to go against them, and you're going to love seeing Jerry Jones over there. They've got Joe Witt Jr. as their offensive coordinator, and Cliff Kingsbury has been announced as his defensive coordinator. I think those are two great moves, especially Cliff Kingsbury. I believe he was the head coach over there in Carolina, the Cardinals, for a little bit. It did not work out, but just slapping him back there in that DC role, I think, is a very good fit. I think that's a great start for Dan Quinn, and I would not be surprised if they fix their, you know, quarterback, because Sam Howell is not the solution. They've got to figure out a quarterback, and I would not be surprised if this team makes the playoffs here in the next, I want to say three to four years. I think Dan Quinn will have the Redskins in the playoffs. You heard it here. Dan Quinn will have the Redskins in the playoffs in the next 3 years, or Commanders, whatever the hell you want to call it. They just got to figure out their QB. Sam Howell is not the solution, and with their draft pick, they pick second in the draft, so they're going to get themselves a franchise QB to go with Dan Quinn when he starts up over there. Dan Quinn will be able to manage the defense enough to make up for the missing pieces, I think. He's a very defensive-minded coach, and I think that he'll be able to navigate with the pieces, especially between Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. Your defense is solid. So you got Joe is going to be in charge of that offense, has to get it going, bring in a nice young quarterback, see what he can turn into. And I'm actually really excited to see what the Redskins do. They do have a lot of talent. They have some great wide receivers over there. They just don't get any recognition, mostly because of where they're playing. Next. Let's see. That wraps up the Redskins. So we're jumping on to the Falcons. Finally, Arthur Smith is gone. I'm not sure how the hell he got there, but just another one. Been replaced by Raheem Morris. He was the Rams offensive coordinator. I'm not sure how that's going to go, just because, you know, he got that job just because of the Shanahan tree. So I don't look, you know, I don't see much coming out of the Falcons, but like I said, they have a hell of a lot of talent. So, whew, we'll see. Offensive and defensive coordinators have been replaced. That's expected when you change a head coach. They draft eighth, and their draft needs are, this is tough because I didn't watch them play enough, but I know they just drafted Desmond Ridder. It looks like one of the biggest draft busts in quite some time. So their draft needs in Atlanta are going to be QB. You got to figure out a QB. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get Kirk Cousins over there. That would be huge if they are. If not, maybe they get Russell Wilson. Maybe there's QBs available. So you don't have to draft a QB, but they're going to need one. Besides a QB, their defense is needed pretty much everywhere. Their defensive line can use assistance. Their defensive secondary can use assistance. Their linebacker core can use assistance. I mean, anywhere you look at the Falcons, you can basically add somebody. So having the eighth pick in the draft, I would think that they would go QB. It's possible they don't. But I would definitely see them going QB. You never know, though. You never know, especially with Raheem Morris. He doesn't have much of a track record, so it's hard to tell what direction he's actually going to be focused on. All right, next, last, not last, next is Panthers. This has been a debacle, I think is the right word. Frank Reich is finally out. Dave Canales is in. He was the Bucs offensive coordinator. Not sure how the hell he got the job. I didn't look into it enough to see who he actually knows or what happened, but he made it in there. Bucks offense wasn't bad this year with Baker Mayfield. He's definitely worked some miracles. Brian Burns has been franchise tagged. They have to do that because he's such a great talent over there. And no first round pick. That is huge. Draft needs, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you need in the draft. You're going to be second day shooting fish in a barrel. You're going to be hoping that somebody falls out into your lap. So you're going to be basically having to go with best player on the board, I would go with at that point. They need a lot of help. They need a lot of help. They don't need any quarterback help, so leave him there. They do have some decent wide receiver talent. I think they have Moore, and they have Minchie. They have a couple people over there. They're doing decent. They could also use a running back. I mean, it's all types of places over there. It's the Panthers is a disaster. I didn't like them trading up to get Bryce Young and moving all those draft picks, and now you get to reap what you sow. So welcome to it, Panthers, and good luck to you. Saints, new offensive coordinator, Pete Carmichael is out, and I don't know if anybody was brought in yet. But either way, Michael Thomas, he's become a free agent. That's huge. Michael Thomas has failed to produce year after year after year for the Saints. He was huge when he first jumped on the scene. Has been missing for some time now. There should be posters and milk cartons with Michael Thomas's names all over them. But they do draft 14th in the draft, and what they need is some help for Derek Carr. Give him some time. Get an offensive lineman in there so you can actually get Derek Carr the ability to operate the offense. Right now, he just run around for his life, and that is the typical Saints. Oh, man, it's just a disaster over there. Watching, I believe that's where Jameis Winston was and just that whole end and how that played out and how they got Jamal Williams' his touchdown. It was just all bullshit, man. I'm so – I would love to see Jameis not even get signed. I mean, you do that type of shit to your coach and everybody's lined up in victory formation, you're going to get somebody hurt that can literally determine the rest of their life for somebody to get a pointless touchdown. I mean, you're just a piece of shit, man. Your coach tells you to do something, you do it, and there's a complete lack of leadership. I think that just shows throughout – what was going on there, and hopefully they can get that thing together because it's been a mess over there. Buccaneers, they re-signed Mike Evans. That's huge. Baker Mayfield may be coming back. Antoine Winfield is franchise tag, so they have him coming back. Ryan Jensen retired at center. That was huge. That was more medically motivated. He definitely has been dealing with some injuries, and it was expected. So I do expect they bring Baker Mayfield back just because of Mike Evans' support and just the team support that they had for him. So I could see Baker Mayfield going back there, which will leave their draft need at center. You got to replace Ryan Jensen. That's going to be the main start. You have to shore that up on you know, you have a weak center, you got a bad season. So Baker and the Buccaneers are going to have to draft a center. I would say first round. They have draft pick 26. There'll be some decent centers down that low, especially looks like a lot of the top teams will be going wide receiver quarterback as usual. So a lot of the centers will drop down into that range. Cardinals, they draft 4th and they draft 27th. They have plenty of draft capital. I mean, they just have a plethora of picks. They got all kinds of picks, 2 in the first round. They need a lot of pieces. It looks like they're set at quarterback. Kyler Murray looks like their quarterback for the future, but what they do need is to get them some assistance over there. Let's throw in a wide receiver, and they also need some cornerbacks. The Cardinals are really, really shallow at cornerback, a spot that I pay a lot of attention to, and they need to figure out who they're bringing in. So they need to either draft a wide receiver or even drafting a cornerback if they fall that low. When you're pick 4, I would definitely go wide receiver up there with probably – Harrison Jr., that'd be a great pickup for them. And 27th, go ahead and grab yourself a cornerback. Rams, on to L.A. Rams. Raheem Morris is gone as your, I believe he was he defensive coordinator? I thought he was offensive coordinator, but looks like Raheem Morris is out. Chris Shula is in for defensive coordinator. So maybe Raheem Morris is running the defense. I don't know. But either way, the Rams, jumping back over the Rams, y'all know they had a big piece of my heart. I was originally an L.A. Rams fan before they moved out of SoCal. I was not becoming a 49ers fan or a Raiders fan. Hell no. So I jumped on with – my favorite color was green as a child. I jumped on with Green Bay. I've been there ever since. Go, Pack, go. But back to the Rams because you know they got my heart. They draft 19th. They finally got a draft pick. Give it up for them, man. I can't tell you the last time the Rams were drafting in the first round. So it's been some time since they won a Super Bowl. New defensive coordinator, it appears, and, you know, they can use it. They definitely that's the one thing I feel bad for Sean McVay, man. Everybody under the McVay tree, it just gets picked apart. I mean, he literally, I think he had was it his defensive backs coach and his defensive coordinator? Is that what Raheem Morris was? Or was it he's the offensive coordinator and he took the wide receivers coach? Either way, they took the backs coach and the main coordinator. I remember they both left, so the Rams back to rebuild mode. Literally, every time he gets a coach into position, his coaches are just getting picked out. Hey, come on, come be a head coach or come do this, come do that. And they just pick them out from under the tree. It's very interesting to watch. Shanahan, that's why we have LaFleur, because he was under the Shanahan tree. It's fucked up, but it is the way that they're doing it. It's the people on top. They're playing favorites, and we're supposed to play along. But you know me, I don't have to. Your approval is not part of it. I'm just going to say what I feel, and that's what I do. So they draft 19th. Their draft needs are going to be on the defensive side. Their offense is they're clicking. They hit big with Puka last year, but they really need a good cornerback, an edge, or a good linebacker. You can get any star in there at the 19th pick, whatever is the best available, whether it's something on that defensive side. Just give them a playmaker, and I think that they will make it fit. So that's super exciting to see what they can do. 49ers, one of my least liked teams. Chase Young has become a free agent, thankfully, and they didn't really make him work. Looking at Chase Young, he was there. He would show up a couple games, but they did not get out of him what they thought they would. He came over from the Commanders or Redskins partway through the season and never solidified his position like they wanted him to. They do draft 31st, and their draft needs are either cornerback or offensive lineman. They can definitely use some protection. I wouldn't be surprised if they get a quarterback here soon. I'm not sure if Brock Purdy is their long-term solution. It seems like it. They definitely had some, I don't know where they get these guys from. They had Garoppolo. Kaepernick. I don't know where the hell they found Kaepernick, but they made something out of him. They're making something out of Purdy. So congratulations to what they do, man. You got to give it up for the 49ers. They're doing their thing over there. We hate them, man. We hate them. So next is the Seahawks. Pete Carroll is gone. That's a big surprise. Pete Carroll, what he did there was nothing short of astonishing. I knew they were going to win a Super Bowl once Pete Carroll went there. I went in. I said it publicly. They went in and did it. I don't get no roses for that one. I don't even want your damn roses. I'm not a rose guy to die anyway. So Pete Carroll, just super excited for what you did. Super thankful to see what you turned that team into. And just congratulations on whatever comes next. Mike McDonald has become the new head coach over there. He was the Baltimore DC, and he is the youngest head coach currently in the NFL, knocking Matt LaFleur off his little podium spot. Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs, like I said, they were released yesterday or the day before. That was a big surprise. Both safeties gone. They're coming in, clearing house, trying to get this thing right. They draft 16th. Their draft needs are definitely a safety. You just let them both go. So they need to bring in a safety, they need to bring in a center, and they need to bring in a guard. Off to the AFC. AFC now. Ravens. The Ravens. Mike McDonald is out, like I was just speaking about. We have Zachary Orr replacing him as defensive coordinator. They have Justin Maraduke franchise tagged, and they draft 30th. Their biggest draft needs, they're going to need to bring in a running back or a defensive tackle. They've been known for their defensive side of the ball. They need that player, the big player up in the defensive tackle position to solidify their defensive line. However, I believe that they released J.K. Dobbins or whatever his name was, the running back, so they're going to be in need for that one. Very interesting to see Lamar. Lamar's situation just over his career, he has never had a big running back. They don't use the running backs like that, like on a typical team, because they have Lamar. And he doesn't make the wide receivers look good. I mean, I've watched Rashad Bateman go there. We're watching ODJ, Beckham. Beckham's getting out of there. And now they have Zay Flowers. I mean, Zay Flowers, he's looking good. You definitely use Zay Flowers a couple games, but at the same time, just so inconsistent over there. It's just his style of play. And, hey, I'm not talking no shit. I love what Lamar Jackson's able to do. I don't understand how he didn't get a kaboom card this year. He was definitely robbed on that. He's one of the greatest players in the NFL, hands down. And Ravens, let's see what y'all can do, man. Didn't make too many big moves. Bengals, they've replaced their offensive coordinator. Brian Callahan is out, and they brought in Dan Pitcher. T. Higgins has been franchise tagged. They do draft 18th, and their draft needs are either defensive tackle or offensive tackle. You got to shore up those lines. They have plenty of talent on the wide receivers. They have plenty of talent at the running back, plenty of talent at the quarterback. You just have to shore up those lines. Without the line, you really stand no chance. So going to have to go tackle or tackle. Up to you which side of the ball you want to choose, but got to do it. Browns. Alex Van Pelt has left. Ken Dorsey has taken over as OC, and he was Buffalo's OC previously. They have no first-round picks. So Cleveland Browns, whatever you need in the draft, it doesn't matter. You ain't going to be there. So it is what it is. I mean, they're going to sit back and at you all day because you gave it up for your quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Maybe it plays out and, you know, you guys benefit from it. But right now, y'all just look like damn fools of the league like it has been for years and years. So Browns, not sure what the hell you're doing. Draft needs don't matter. Steelers, this is a big one. Matt Canada, he left right there at the end of the season, I believe. Arthur Smith took over as OC. They draft 20th in the draft. Their draft needs are definitely going to be somewhere on that offensive line. I would say center or offensive tackle. You got to shore that up. They have Najee Harris. They have some decent talent on the outsides. Pickett, is he the future? That's up for debate. I have heard some, you know, rumors that maybe Mr. Russell Wilson would plug in very greatly over there in Steeler land. I love their head coach. Damn, what's their head coach's name? I can picture him. I just can't think of it. I love their head coach. I love everything he's done. He's returning. He's going to be putting up another year. A great coach over there. So I'm just super excited for what the Steelers do year in and year out. They just constantly make the playoffs. There's no way they don't make it. So it's just amazing what y'all doing over there. Give it up for that organization, because they went through all those Patriots years and all that. They had Big Ben back there, and they were just constantly making the playoffs, man. Their coach is one hell of a coach. Oh, man, I wish I could remember. I could picture your face right now, but I just can't remember your name, and I apologize. You deserve all the credit. Bills, they've released Ken Dorsey, and they brought in Joe Brady as their offensive coordinator. Leslie Frazier's out, and Ryan Nielsen is in as their defensive coordinator. Gabe Davis is now a free agent, and they draft 28th. What do they need in the draft? You got to replace Gabe Davis. You just need to bring in a receiver to be in that wide receiver 2 spot. I mean, you got Diggs over there. You got Cook in the backfield. They have plenty of talent, but you're going to have to replace Gabe Davis. They had an issue last year when Gabe Davis wasn't there. They didn't really have like a solid person to go as his backup. It's going to be super interesting to see what they do, but I would definitely be interested in seeing them go with wide receiver off the board, especially if there's a good one down low at the 28th spot. Dolphins, DC Vic Fangio is out after one season. Not sure who they're going to bring in, but they do draft 21st, and their draft needs are also center or guard. So you're going to have to shore up that offensive line. Another squad that just has plenty of talent on the outsides. Got their quarterback, got the running back, Arcane. I mean, he just came out, or Achan. Arcan came out, and he just balled out this year. So the Dolphins, all they need is some offensive help. I definitely see them going and strengthening that position. Patriots, Bill Belichick, he's no longer. I mean, just let's give it up for that guy. Not sure if he was the special ingredient or if it was Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's gone on and proved that it was probably more so him because he won another Super Bowl. But Bill Belichick, a true legend of the game, and just give it up for him one more time. Give it up for him. Welcome, Jared Mayo. Jared Mayo's jumping up. I definitely don't see this working out long term. I don't like Jared Mayo and the way that he's approached it when he was sitting at the press conference talking about race. If I don't see color, then how can race exist? Just talking about race and shit you got the owner right there. We're bringing race into this shit. We're literally in here just to talk about football and bring this shit up and build this team. And he's just going off on this race shit already. Race bait. I don't play that shit. It's an American problem. And you could have missed me with that horrible start. Wishing nothing but the worst. And hopefully you get fired by next year and they can get somebody in to actually run that organization, not worried about, you know, race and baiting and all that shit. Let's just get in there, handle business, worried about football, talk about football, and save your little politics, emotional bullshit for do that. Go jump off on a podcast or something. Do it out there. I do see all the shit on the back of the helmets and all this stuff, and we're trying to promote blah, 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 blah. That shit's all trash, man. That shit's all for publicity. They're not doing anything to actually make it different. If you were, I mean, you can look at – we can sit there and blame. It's not the NFL's job to go back and fix, you know, the communities. You have a lot of these players that come out of certain communities, and they don't go back to fix it. So we can sit here and point the finger all day. We can sit here and play this blame game all you want. I'm all for getting the best person involved. It doesn't have to be due to their color. We're not trying to get things right. We're not trying to get the first woman in just to be the first woman in. You know, if a woman's better than the man, put her in there. If this dude's better than that dude at whatever color, put him in there. But to start to... that shit's irrelevant to me. I don't see it, so I don't need to talk about it. It has no value when you're trying to bring value to a situation. All you're doing is depreciating it. So, Gerard Mayo, wish you the worst. Bill Belichick, congratulations on your career. I'm not sure what's going to happen for you. It seems like you can't find a place to go, so that's very interesting. OC and DC will be replaced just when it happens when you change the head coach. They do draft 3rd, and it looks like Mac Jones is not the future. So they've got a lot going on in that building. Not sure what's going to happen. Don't really care. As long as they keep losing, you won't hear from me. Patriots, I don't believe that they'll be beating the Dolphins or the Bills anytime soon, especially with Mayo back there. I remember him as a defensive player. He was a good player. But that does not mean that you're going to be a good coach. As we see, Bill Belichick, some of your greatest coaches, Andy Reid, these guys were not the best players. But totally different sides of the ball. Not sure how, you know, there's people that can do both, as we've seen over the past. But there's a lot more that cannot. So we'll see how that works. Don't see very much. Don't have much promise. And Patriots, bye-bye. Jets, they draft 10th. Their draft needs, definitely offensive tackle. Sure up that offensive line. Give Aaron Rodgers a little time back there. They have plenty of talent on both sides of the ball. Not sure exactly what they're going to do. They basically just hit the pause button after Aaron Rodgers' injury, and they're just going into this year the same as they did last year with huge hopes, but it all relies on Aaron Rodgers. Texans, they draft 23rd. Their draft needs are definitely going to be defensive tackle. Just get, you know, some of those big bodies in there to control the line. They have a lot of talent. You got C.J. Stroud came in. He looked spectacular last year. Hopefully he can stay on the same, keep the momentum going, I guess you say, stay on the same path. You have the Colts. They just franchise tagged Michael Pittman. They draft 15th. Their draft needs are going to be at cornerback or safety. Their defensive backfield needs a lot of help. I say this as a huge Quiddy Pay fan. Love Quiddy Pay. I love everything that he represents. I love his interview when he got accepted, or, you know, played for the NFL, and he just said, "Mama, you don't have to work no more." For those that want to see a real heartbreaking interview, just look up Quiddy Pay. He plays for the Indianapolis Colts. Just an amazing individual. They get him some help on the backside because he's going to be bringing the pressure. The Colts are really, really somebody to watch out for, especially in that division. You have the Titans. Not sure what's going to go on with them. Derrick Henry, I mean, just an amazing career. Give it up for that guy. Mike Vrabel is finally gone. You got Brian Callahan coming in, who was the Bengals offensive coordinator. They do draft 7th in the draft. Draft needs are definitely going to be offensive tackle as well. There's going to be a lot of offensive linemen needed. You got to shore up that position. It looks like Will Levis, their second-round draft pick, will be manning the quarterback position. They might have got a steal out of there. Maybe they end up getting another quarterback. I don't know, but I would definitely say shoring up that line is a good start, because even if Will Levis is good, if you got people running through that offensive tackle spot all day, he's not going to be able to produce. Jaguars, they have free agent. Calvin Ridley has become a free agent. Josh Allen has been franchise tagged. They draft 17th, and their draft needs are guard or center. They also need some help along that offensive line. I mean, these offensive linemen have got to be moving off the board on that first round, because they've got some great quarterbacks in the league right now, but if you can't give them pressure, give them that time, and there's pressure on them every down, it doesn't work. So definitely got to go out. They should replace Calvin Ridley. Jaguars, they do have a lot of talent. They always have wide receivers that they bring in, and they actually make them. I mean, they're doing an amazing job with wide receivers over there. Super excited to see what they do. I need them to do some stuff. Man, I got a lot of Trevor Lawrence rookie cards. Broncos, what the fuck, man? Russell Wilson and this whole situation, I do not understand it. Sean Payton and what he's doing, or what the Broncos are doing, releasing Russell Wilson after he didn't even play on the extension. He didn't play a single day of the extension they had him signed, and it was a gigantic extension. I mean, they're losing like $80 million over the next 2 years, over $80 million in just dead cap space. I mean, this is completely outrageous. This is going down as one of the worst moves, worst trades in NFL history, if it wasn't for happening right along the same time as Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland made the Broncos not look as bad, I guess, because of what they gave up, and who knows how that situation is going to end up. But as far as the Broncos go, it was a huge fail. Russell Wilson is now a free agent. Great track record. I mean, he's shown that he can still ball, and they just gave away. He's sitting in his office right now kicking hundreds unemployed. I mean, it's crazy. Whatever the hell they're doing in Bronco land, I'm just glad I'm not a Broncos fan. They do draft 12th. Their draft needs are going to be QB or defensive tackle. I would say they go QB, especially now. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. But, this is bad. They don't even have Drew Lock no more, if I remember correctly. I think they gave him up for the Russell Wilson trade. Oh, man, whatever the Broncos are doing, all I can say is WTF. Chiefs, Chris Jones, he's a free agent. Not sure what he's going to do. Ladarius Sneed has been franchise tagged. They do draft 32nd, last pick in the draft, and what they need, it's very clear to everybody. They need a wide receiver. I mean, this is as a Kadarius Toney fan, I have a lot of his cards. I have a lot of his autographs. His cards are sitting here right in front of me right now with the pink Patrick Mahomes prism. Kadarius Toney's not working. I don't know what the hell happened over there. They benched him. He's not playing. He's not doing. I had high hopes for Kadarius Toney, one of the most talented wide receivers in the game. He's just he's a handful. He's not producing. It's not clicking. It's not going on all levels. You couldn't do it with New York. If you can't do it with Andy Reid, I don't have much hope for you. But they need a wide receiver, man. They brought Hardman back. He couldn't even find a place on another team. They have they scored with Rice. Rice has been, you know, working well as a wide receiver one, but you just need another wide receiver over there. It's very clear to everybody. They have to hit a wide receiver. Raiders, Josh McDaniels is out of the building. Antonio Pierce stepped up. That was partway through the season. Josh Jacobs actually became a free agent. That's surprising. Aiden O'Connell is the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season, it looks like right now. Not sure that's going to stay that way, especially with all the quarterbacks on the market. I would definitely see Russell Wilson going down there, but who knows how he would get along with Antonio Pierce. Russell Wilson is something special. Oh, they draft, the Raiders draft 13th, and their draft needs, I would not be surprised if they go quarterback. Maybe they don't. They also need a running back. You let Josh Jacobs walk. Josh Jacobs was a stud. I don't understand exactly what was going on, why they couldn't get something worked out. I don't follow the Raiders close enough, but I was surprised to see him become a free agent. Oh, man, Chargers. This is the team to watch. Brandon Staley is out of the building. Jim Harbaugh is there, head coach. Let's go. Congratulations, Harbaugh, man. I wanted him to end up in Green Bay so bad, but once we hit the playoffs, I knew they weren't going to let go of LaFleur. I know LaFleur is not the solution. I'm sure the head coach, even Gutekunst knows it at this point. He's just so in there, you can't get rid of his ass. So Jim Harbaugh, he's taking over for the Chargers. That's a huge addition. Austin Ekeler is a free agent. I'm not sure if he's going to make it back there. Harbaugh has said he would love to have Ekeler back, so he may end up back in San Diego, but who knows at that point. I don't even know if they're San Diego. I think they're the L.A. Chargers. Who cares? They do have the fifth pick in the draft, and where they go is you have plenty of wide receiver talent. You could use a running back, but I think that their draft picks have got to go offensive tackle or center as well. There's a lot of offensive linemen needed in this draft. I do think, I don't know if it's just me looking at the list, I have focused and incentivized protecting the quarterback. You have to protect your quarterback. You can have the best quarterback in the game, but if you have defensive tackles peeling through that line every down, it is not going to be good. You're going to lose your quarterback to injury, like an Aaron Rodgers situation, or even worse, he's just going to be so ran all over. He never gets a chance to actually set up and set plays and get the timing down with the wide receiver. So you have to have a good center, a good tackle, a good guard. You have to. They're like the concrete. You have to have a solid offensive line. Defensive line's the same way, because otherwise you're getting rushed on all day. You can have some great linebackers that can maybe fill that a little bit in some Ray Lewis style play, but a lot of the linebackers have gotten a lot skinnier, a lot smaller, so they can keep up with the speed of the backs out of the backfield, so they're not as much as a run assistance anymore. So interesting to see how that goes down. Just wanted to jump in. It's been a while since I made a podcast. Like I said, I don't want to get in here and just gripe all day, but I do think it's bullshit what Matt LaFleur has been doing ever since he got into the Packers organization. I think that he's done nothing good for the Packers organization. We've definitely gone downhill since he's got there. He has a lot of young talent to work with, but he wasn't left stripped bare. Everybody kept saying this is a rebuild year. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. All I know is if you are talented enough to make it to the NFL, you should be able to produce on that field, because there's so many wide receivers throughout high school football that then make it to college, and by the time you pick out the best ones from college, you can find somebody that can play wide receiver. So when people are like, oh, they get all these no-name, dude, you made it to the NFL. You're a special talent. You're a special talent just to make it to the NFL. So oh, man, how you get to become like a DeAndre Hopkins, those are once-in-a-lifetime, you know, those are special. Those are the special ones, and that's a little different, but just to find every down backs, I mean, it's not that hard to do as wide receiver. Mostly it comes down to opportunities. There's a lot of great players that never got the opportunity, so they never got to, you know, show what they had, and when our players got the opportunity this year, they've done pretty good. So we'll see what Christian Watson's able to do, if he's able to get back on the field, if he can stay healthy. We need Eric Stokes back on the field. We need him to get out there and stay healthy. I mean, our safety spots, what are we going to do back there? There's just a huge area of improvement. We got a huge wild card in the building in Halfley. I'm not happy about it. I'm tired of this homie shit, but it is the same thing with Matt LaFleur. His pattern repeats. It's not changing. It's not going to change. I can't wait till his ass is gone. And up until then, I will still be a Packers fan. So I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thanks for running around the league with me and taking a little look at each and every situation. I'll jump back into it as it gets closer to draft day and see who I actually hope is drafted by the Green Bay Packers as far as players. Not sure if I'll get the time to look into as much tape as I have in the past, but yeah, I'll try. I'll do my best. So I love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. That's Bob Dog for Particularly Packers Podcast, and I'm out.
You have been listening to the Particularly Packers Podcast. Please follow us on social media and please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening, and as always, Go Pack Go.